Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. Another two questions came to me right now. Not me, somebody else. Believe it or not, from new Muslim. Now, she said, or he said, what about the king or president who are really an oppressor and a very bad person? How about the people who follow his janazah? Do they have to touch his coffin too and get a blessing? What about even if I know a woman or a man committing a lot of sins and he's a sinner? Here is something else. I walk in the janazah with the intention of the rahmah of Allah. Because you remember the sixth duty of a Muslim over a Muslim? One of them. If he died, we give him burial. She said, okay, what about if the person, we do not know if he make tawbah or not. This is our duty. Our duty to know who we follow. And what about if we do not know? Now we follow with the intention, oh Allah, give him rahmah, ya Allah. By the way, if you're not going to get the blessing of the angels, you can give blessing to the person. This is why we have Salatul Janazah. As the last chance for the person to get the ultimate of good deed. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, whoever receives Salat al-Janazah with more than three lines and people make dua for him, he go to Jannah insha'Allah. This is why the early people used to run with the intention to fulfill Salat al-Janazah the maximum they can with the intention to help the person to go to Jannah and Allah forgive him. And what Allah will do? Insha'Allah, when I die, Allah will give me similar. You see? Because we get similar of the way we behave. You run to spread rahmah, to give rahmah to people, Allah run for you, insha'Allah. This is why Islam and the meaning of Islam is vast. If I won't explain all her question now, this will take a couple of hours. But I just give you a glimpse. Okay? Run. Join Salat al-Janazah as soon as possible and make dua for your brother. Make dua for all of us. May Allah give us good ending, insha'Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.